is Reese on the Radio.
And Brent, don't say we didn't warn you. On News Talk 1080, WTIC.
And it's time to give our between rounds a dozen bagels a month for 6 months. Courtesy of Between Rounds, the Bagel Bakery and Sandwich Cafe winner there due. This time it goes out to Arnie C. of Torrington, Connecticut. He is our recipient. I've already sent him an email. Arnie, you will get a dozen bagels a month for 6 months, courtesy of Between Rounds, the Bagel Bakery and Sandwich Cafe, located in South Windsor, Vernon and Manchester. I got a great email, or text message, I should say, from Jerry today. Thank you so much, Jerry. Can't wait till we get together again so I can bore you to tears with another 4 hours of a dinner between me and my wife. Where we will talk your ears off. Can't wait. Bring the family, too. They're such good people. We'll punish them with our stories and little anecdotes. They'll have a blast. Also, you know what? In the next break, if you want to go to our first ever Goat Tacos Tequila Taps Fest at Duncan Park, and that's between July 24th and July 26th if you want to go. But if you want to win tickets to go there on Friday night at 5 o'clock, which includes several food samples, multiple beverages, and samples, must be, of course, over the age of 21. If you'd like to go, get on the phones right now at 860-522-WTIC. Again, that's 860-522-9842. This is our first ever Goat Tacos Tequila and Taps Fest at Duncan Park. The event goes from July 24th to the 26th. Your tickets will be for Friday night at 5. They include several food samples and multiple beverage samples. So get on the phone right now so you can win an opportunity. Roland will pick who that winner is, and he'll just tell me who it is after the fact. Okay? All right. We'll figure that out. Plus, now we'll get to another check of your weather and traffic. On the roads and the weather out there. Jason Catarina's got weather. Mark Christopher is at BPS Traffic Center.
President of the Chris Murphy Fan Club. Reese on the Radio. On News Talk 1080. WTIC. WTIC.
We're back. It's Reese on the Radio. News Talk 1080. WTIC. Did we get a winner yet, or am I getting a winner? You got one. Okay. All right. Good. All right. We'll get to the phones in a second. I know there was something I needed to do in this hour. I've always got this so much. Oh yeah. Coming up, we got the stupidest thing I read today. Didn't do it yesterday, but I'm going to do it today. So stand by for that. It's a crazy story because you guys remember a couple of Thanksgivings back in the day during the Obama administration, you know, when the Affordable Care Act was the big, you know, argument that everybody was having. Do you remember that? You might remember that. Well, stupidest thing I read today is sort of in that same vein. And it's sort of a conclusion to all of that, that craziness. I thought it was insane. This, Max Frost guy, I want to mention this so that people, how do I put this? There are going to be some people who might be upset at this, but I don't care. I've grown old and tired. Okay. All right. Thank you. Just send it to me in the text. So I'll remember their person, their name. I'll put that in there. What was I going to say? Oh, so I've grown old and tired of people who just can't say what they mean and tell the truth about what they want. My ex-wife, Mary, was like this. And our biggest argument was, stop dancing around what you want. You know, don't complain and don't be passive-aggressive about me or what you're upset about. Just say what's on your mind. People can't help but play games. One of our biggest things that she would do was she would say, I want you to figure it out. And not being able to would be part of the problem for Mary. So she would be like, you can't figure it out? I'm like, no. And then that would be a problem because I didn't figure it out. So I refused to play the game, and I go, look, I'll give you anything you want. Just tell me what it is. But I want you to want to give it. I want to give it to you. I want to give you anything you want. Just tell me what it is, and I will give it to you. But the importance was for me to recognize what she wanted without her telling me. And then if I had figured it out, it would seem authentic. Because if she had to tell me, I was only doing it because she told me. And this is a silly game that plenty of people do. If you got kids and you got a boyfriend or girlfriend and they're in these arguments, this will, and you need to tell both of them, especially if they're young ladies. Young lady, tell him what you want. It's not that he's a man and he doesn't know. It's because anything short of that is playing games. And you're always going to be disappointed. He can't read your mind. If you're better communicators, which a lot of women say that they are, communicate. Now, why am I saying all that? Because there's no one far worse at communicating what they want than leftists. I'm sorry, it just is. And what I want them to admit and to just tell all of us is that because of their social status in their own mind, be they minorities, be they disabled, be they female, whatever it is, whatever gender or whatever race or whatever background it is that you believe is oppressed, I want you to come out and say it. Just say it without the nonsense. Stop telling me you want to be treated equally. Just say, I want to be treated equally. Special. Now why? Why do I say that? Because their argument for the other side is that they have received special treatment since the beginning of time. That's their argument. Right? Everything has always been made for them in their design. They have always been privileged. So what you want is retribution. You want to be treated special. Because the only way you can be treated special is to malign and minimalize the other group that has been treated special. Someone, that's your retribution. Just admit it. Please stop playing games with us. Okay? Don't be our wives and girlfriends. Be honest brokers in all of this. Say to us, you've had too much for too long. Now it's our turn. Take a back seat. Now some people like a Jasmine Crockett, maybe even a Hank Johnson, or any other civil rights are out there, they'll tell you that. They're honest enough to tell you. But their branch, they'll tell you that those folks are radicals. No, 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 we don't want that. We want everybody to be treated equally. Liar! You want special treatment. We know it. I bring that all up to say Max Frost, by the way, who's on a world tour with our own Chris Murphy. Where are they, in Ohio next? Where are they going? Where are they going? I wonder what song they're going to sing. What's going to be the opening song? Don't you want to know? I want to know what the finals are. Do you think they'll do an encore? Do you think they'll do an encore? Ebony and Ivory. I don't know. I don't know. I never, ever know. They surprise us every time. Max Frost. He was on the news talking about what he saw over at Alligator Alcatraz. And he just lays it out there. The problem is that they're locking up brown folks who clearly, in his mind, don't deserve it. I don't see no white folks getting locked up. They're only locking up brown folks. Well, like Jim Carrey said in the movie Liar Liar, stop breaking the law! He used an expletive, I won't. But that's the reason why they're getting locked up. It's like the old saying goes. It's like being in Harlem and looking at the arrest rates in Harlem and wondering why there are no white people getting arrested. Well, at least not nowadays, because nowadays it's gentrified all to hell. You probably get an even kill now. You probably get an even arresting. But you couldn't have Harlem in the 1970s and say, hey, how come no white folks get arrested? There are no white folks here. So here's this guy, Max Frost. Listen to him.
This points to something bigger. They want more people behind bars. They want to incarcerate more people, and they want to ethnically cleanse this country of certain types of immigrants. Because here's the thing. They're not going for every person here that's undocumented. Because when I was in that internment camp in the Everglades, I didn't see any Europeans who overstayed their visa. I saw nothing but Latino men and Haitian men.
Now, let's get to the point of why he's bringing all that up, right? You know, again, like I said, he doesn't believe that those people... You got to put some white folks in there. Can we get some white folks in there so I can be satisfied? First of all, he'd then move the goalposts, so nobody knows he's not genuine about that. He's not genuine about that at all. He just wants them to be treated special. They're Latino. They're Haitian. Stop arresting them. Go get some white folks. They should start getting arrested at the level that Hispanics and Haitians are getting arrested for coming into the country. Leave our people alone for a little while. Let's see some white folks in those cells. That's what he wants. I wish he'd just admit it. But he also says something else interesting here in the beginning of the piece. Listen.
This points to something bigger. They want more people behind bars. They want to incarcerate more people, and they want to ethnically cleanse this country of certain types of immigrants. Because here's the thing.
Here's the thing, Max. In your outrage, you are opening the door to something you don't want to. And somebody like me, who really pays attention to what people say and how they say it, what you're admitting, Max, is that what you were doing and what your party was doing and what your dear President Biden was doing was the opposite of what you're accusing Donald Trump of doing. You were trying to ethnically douse our communities with third world country folks. You were trying to saturate our cities and our towns. Because if Donald Trump, again, if he's trying to ethnically cleanse, what were you trying to do? Right? We were overwhelmed with these folks from what Central American countries, in the Triangle countries, in Mexico. We were oversaturated with all of these people that we clearly could not sustain. If we are ethnically cleansing the country of these folks who were brown and black, what were you trying to do? What were you doing to us? The opposite. That's where you expose yourself. But you think you've got the moral high ground. You think that you're telling us because we're removing them that we should be ashamed of ourselves. Look at them. They're only taking the blacks and browns. Look at them. Only the blacks and browns are leaving. Only the blacks and browns are getting locked up. So what? You ain't special. And that's what you need to tell them, because a lot of these folks, they act like children. That's what they are. They're a bunch of redheaded stepchildren. How come massa don't love me? How come them white folks don't love me? I want them to love me too. You ain't special. You don't get in the rough shot over the country. Why? Because you black and brown? You don't get to dwell through every community you wish to be in just because you are. You don't get the racial card. You don't just walk in with your black skin and say, look, black person, let me in. No. You want to be treated equally. So good. We can equally reject you. Just as easy as you could be accepted, you could be rejected. It's that simple. It ebbs, it flows. We'll call you when you're necessary. That's how it works. It's like a casting call. Hey, what do we need for this role? Well, third world country person from El Salvador? Who's up for that role? Manuel? Yes, come on up. That's all. We understand how this works, Max. Come on. You're running a guilt trip. A guilt trip nobody cares about anymore. And the truth is people are fed up. It's fatigue. It's overwhelming fatigue. Nobody wants to hear any nonsense about how you're supposed to get special treatment because of your color. You add nothing to the equation. Like, when does this guy ever pass the bill? When has this guy ever gone anywhere and actually made a difference? Nowhere. He seems to travel all over the world. He's been to El Salvador. He's going to Ohio with Chris Murphy. He's doing a white and black tour. What is that? Are we calling it? Maybe what's the name of that cookie? The black and white cookie? Yes. the Black and White Cookie Tour. I don't even know what they're doing anymore. What's the purpose of this? Do people believe that the Democrats are going to be saved by Max Frost and Chris Murphy? Do these bozos believe that they are going to save the Republic? These two guys? I don't know. That's where we are. But just nobody cares. Yes, it's filled with blacks and browns. Yes. Those folks over women. I hear this all the time. This argument about, I don't see them putting any Europeans who overstay their visa. What are the people who overstay their visa? What's the rate of which those folks is in the country? What's the overwhelming number? What's the over-under on that? Anybody ever tell you? Why? Because you would think if they'd make it an argument, they'd have the statistics available right at the tips of their fingers. They'd be able to tell you in a heartbeat, there's far more white Europeans overstaying their visa every day. Far more than the tens of millions who cross the southern border. And they should focus on that. My other favorite one is, how come there's no one at the northern border stopping Canadians from coming into the United States? I'm like, wait a minute, that's interesting. I always thought that the Americans were going the opposite way. I thought that the country had become so totalitarian and fascist that people were bouncing from the country trying to get into Canada. By the way, someone else explained this to me. Why is it that they're always going to Canada where the weather sucks, but not going down south to Cabo? They never seem to be going to Puerto Vallarta, huh? Or Guadalajara. No one ever seems to be leaving the country to go to Mexico or El Salvador. I'm pretty sure that the real estate down there is extra cheap. I mean, even former Rep. Charlie Rangel had a home in Dominican Republic, paying pennies on the dollar. Why aren't these folks, when they talk about leaving the country, why are they never going to the countries that are fleeing to get into here? I don't know. Maybe someone should ask. Maybe that should be my next piece. Yeah, for Substack. Maybe I'll write that one today. That should be my next piece. Yeah. Why aren't Americans leaving the country to go to Kandahar? I don't know. Maybe there's a reason. I couldn't possibly think of it. Hey, you know what? I believe that Chicagoans, if they were to leave Chicago and to maybe go to Baghdad or Iraq, they'd probably live longer. I'm just saying. I understand there's more violence in Chicago than there is in some of these Arab countries that are in the middle of a war. I bet you you'd survive longer in Beirut than you would in Chicago nowadays. I bet. We got to take a break in a minute. When we come back, the stupidest thing I read today. Are you still snubbing your right-wing parents or right-wing family members? Well, according to a speechwriter, he says that you can knock that off now. It's an incredible story. I can't wait to read it to you. Plus your phone calls when we return. Let's get some weather and traffic with Jason Catarina and Mark Christopher is in a BPS Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Stay locked in. Locked in. Reese on the radio is on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
All right. We are back. And congratulations are in order for James P. of Plainville. He is today's winner of the Hartford Yard Goats and 360 Marketing Events. First ever Goat Tacos, Tequila, and Taps Fest at Dunkin' Donut Park between July 24th and 26th, a festive and vibrant event featuring more than 20 restaurants, 100 beverage brands, live music, live cooking demonstration, fun activities, and more. James's tickets are for Friday night on the 25th at 5 p.m., which includes several food samples and multiple beverage samples. And, of course, he must be 21 or over, which I presume he is. If you'd like an opportunity to win, make sure you check out the show tomorrow. We will announce that winner when we call, when we ask you to call. And that's 860-522-WTIC. I've got some other news that I need to get into. I got Adam Schiff in the news. I don't know if you heard about that. Apparently, he is joining the Letitia James Club. We'll talk about that in a moment. And also some other movie news and all types of other good and interesting stuff. Let's get to the phones. 860-522-WTIC. Tom in Thomaston. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm well. Thanks. Hey, I want to just elaborate a little bit on the Long Island audit, Sean Reyes.
Yes.
He's been beef with that guy for that state trooper for a while. That guy has a desk job. He hands out pistol permits like from 9 to 5.
Wait, hold on, the spitter? Hold on, the spitter or the spitty?
Oh, the spitter. The
okay.
State police guy.
The state police guy, okay.
Yeah, he's got a 9 to 5 job. He does pistol permits. So yeah, he racked up all that overtime.
That's incredible.
But he's got a lawsuit against that guy from a year or two ago.
Oh.
Sean Paul calls Connecticut Corrupticut.
I know.
He's been arrested 3 or 4 times. He's got a few lawsuits against the state right now, you know, because he just goes in and sees if people will let him, you know, do the First Amendment stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
So
they're well aware of him. That, this is the interesting part. They're well aware of him. They know what he does, right? They get his M.O. Yet, for some odd reason, they can't seem to get out of their own way and sort of fall right into it. And I'm not disparaging him for doing it, but it's almost like a bait, right? It's sort of a bait game that they keep falling for.
Oh, it definitely is. And that's where that, I don't know if it's true, but he was saying that's why that sergeant was put on the desk job, because he had so many complaints from people when he was a patrolman, because he's such a hothead.
Oh.
So who knows?
It may have been easy prey on the part of Sean. You know what I mean? It's sort of like saying, I know what makes this guy tick, so I'm going to play to that. Look, and I'm familiar with that. I know a lot of people who wear their emotions on their sleeve. It happens all the time. Indeed.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate you. Let's get another check of our weather and traffic with Jason Catarina and Mark Christopher, who I know does not have a short temper ever. You've never been like in a street argument, like a bump or like a road rage kind of incident where you had to scream at a guy for cutting you off? Are you that kind of guy?
I try not to, although I've had a few. I have had a few incidents.
I will tell you this before you get to traffic. My goodness. My wife has got me in situations where I thought I was going to have to fight a guy.
Oh, no, really?
As a passenger princess, she will start fights with other drivers while I'm driving and gets mad at me because I'm the patient one. Anytime somebody, like, drives too slow or they do something ridiculous on the thing, I got to look at her and go, don't do anything, don't calm down, because I'm very patient. She will lose it on them. I'm worried about it.
The self-proclaimed love child of Rush Limbaugh.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
Reese on the radio on News Talk 1080 WTIC.
By the way, if you are friends with Reese on the Radio on Facebook, you got to go to ReeseOnTheRadio.com if you're not. And just go in the top right-hand corner. You can friend me on Facebook. That's generally where I am when I post a lot of stuff. There's some posts on Instagram and other places, but I generally go to Facebook. I'm an old guy. But friend us on Facebook. I posted something, speaking of Rush Limbaugh, that was posted on his Facebook page today, and I immediately got very, very mushy about it. For those of you who remember, Rush Limbaugh was a guest voice on the show Family Guy as himself. And it was a great episode. It was funny and it was hilarious. And I remember Rush, it was, right? And I remember Rush talking about that on his show and about how Seth MacFarlane and he had an email exchange about how the left went ape on him for having Rush Limbaugh on the show. It was just and Seth MacFarlane's response to it was like, even Rush warned him before he did it. And he said, look, I just want to let you know that, you know, I'll do it. You know, after some negotiation, finally, you know, gave in and did it. And he said to him, he goes, look, the left is going to come after you. And Seth was sort of like, oh, yeah, sure, you know, whatever. And Rush shared the, not the email, but sort of like details of the email that showed that Seth MacFarlane could not believe the response that people gave him. It was just as similar as when Rush talked about when he announced he was married to Catherine and spoke about how Elton John performed at his wedding, and people went nuts. Even on The View, Joy Behar couldn't believe it. It's like, what? And it was just, you know, I just thought it was interesting. So it brought me back to all of those things, and I was hearing Rush, and I was hearing a show in my head, and that's kind of where I go. If you don't know by now, and if you're new to this show and you're just finding it, I don't fashion my show after Rush Limbaugh, but I adore him. He is everything to me. And I wouldn't be here without him. And not the good people of WTIC, but radio is my life. And, you know, there's so many similarities in his story that were in mine. He fell in love with radio at 15, as did I. His view on the world, you know, I feel like that man raised me. So he's very important to me. So I just wanted to show him that love. I never forget him any day. Anyway, let's get to the phones. 860-522-WTIC. Hey, Bison, Frank, what's going on, sir?
You know, you were talking about Chicago. 2 years ago today, I'll never forget this story. A black Marine, he served two duties, one in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
He got back to his hometown to see his mother and father where he came from, Detroit, at 11 o'clock in the morning. You're not going to believe this. He went to a liquor store that night he was murdered. Are you kidding me? I couldn't believe that story. Reese, we've talked, you and I are the only two that have talked about this in the last 20 years. This black-on-black crime is a disgrace.
It is.
It's disgusting, and it's got to stop. You can't be killing our black brothers.
Hey, you know what? I'll go this far. And I don't think that it is hyperbolic to say this. But I think the crime rate and the black-on-black crime in places like Chicago and Detroit and any other major city across the country is the equivalent of not seeing an oncologist when you have cancer. And that's the way it is treated. It is ignored. Everybody believes that it's either just going to go away, or if we don't talk about it, it will eventually dissipate and die. It never does. It gets worse and worse every year, and one wants to talk about it.
In 1984, really, if you look at the statistics. That's when crack hit America. Reese, there's only one other group of people in the world that murder each other more than black people, and that's Muslims.
I mean, if you count, that's an interesting point, because I know, and for those of you who are trying to understand what Frank is saying here, is that when you see suicide bombings happening overseas in Muslim countries, they are usually attacking their own. So the numbers of which they're blowing up, mosques, they're blowing up regions that don't agree with them, be it Sunni, Shiite, you know, whatever the case may be, they're killing their own people. So he's 100% right. The only group
Muslims
of people...
Muslims kill Muslims, black kills blacks, and whites kill whites. 3 weeks ago, I went to a church outing, black church outing. It's a cookout. You know I love going there.
Yeah.
And I was there about a couple hours. There must have been 600 people there. I was the only white person there. I was as safe as anywhere in the world being with those people, if you look at the statistics. A black man killing white men. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Blacks kill blacks. Whites kill whites. You know why I always had a look? My father always told me, Frank, we got to watch out for these people that call themselves Italians. You got that right. Because these people, we let our guard down, and they put a bullet in our head. We didn't have to worry about black
people. But you don't have that problem now. I mean, that's like...
No, but I'm just saying, everybody thinks that you're comfortable with your own kind. Really? If you live in one of these white towns and you're going to get murdered tomorrow, who's going to kill you?
That's because, you know, it's always about proximity, right? You know, that's
exactly
how it goes. But the crazy part about it is like, you know, like the line that, what's his name? Ed Norton has in the movie American History X. You know, he says, Elliot Gould says that line, says, but white people kill white people too. He goes, yeah, but not to the alarming rates in the African American
community.
No, but
you know, the safest place for you to be in America is a Trump rally.
Hey, I said that, and I got admonished for it.
They're not going to bother you over there. If you were with me at that church, That Sunday, well, maybe not at that church, but after the outing was over, then you would have been a greater risk than me.
Yeah,
because you're black and I'm white. It's really crazy. This is why you should never fear anybody.
Let me correct you there, Paisan. You are not white. You're Italian.
Well, I know some people say I'm a black Italian, but one day we'll find that out whether it's true or not. But don't be afraid of somebody because they're different than you. You're probably safer with them than with your own kind. Look up the statistics.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you, boss man. I appreciate you. Let's go to Jim, who's in Wellington. Hello, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, Frank might remember this, but I can remember the day when they used to call me Mediterranean.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know, Mediterranean covers a lot of skin tone, let me tell you. Depending on what part of Italy, my ancestors came from.
Right.
But getting back to your remarks about, Max Frost.
Yes.
You know, Max Frost. You know, I don't know, maybe somebody, he should ask the brown, black, and tan people in this country that are screaming, the citizens, I might ask, that are screaming for the illegal brown, black, and tan people to go back home. I don't think Max has brought that part of it up.
Hey, ask the black and brown folks, the American citizens who live in Chicago, who just laid off over 1,400 teachers, 1,400 school administrators, because they spent all their money on illegals.
Yeah, yes. Well, I wasn't going to get into that part of it, because Frank pretty much covered that part of it. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is maybe Max should take a look at the heritage and the background of the people that are allowed to come in here legally.
Yeah.
That end up getting a path to citizenship. Last time I checked, there wasn't 300,000 people from Finland or Sweden or any other place. That's the last time I checked.
So funny you say that, because the HB1 visas, there's a lot of folks from India who come in on that one. Those folks are brown.
Yes, sir. And we can talk about what happened to the Chinese people and because of what. We can go on and on all day with this stuff. It just ridiculous. And the last thing I'll say is, if you don't mind, a shout out. Roland's still there?
Roland's here.
Well, it used to be you could talk to Roland. Now I know you can't talk to him anymore. I used to have nice conversations with him before I got on the air. Maybe we can do that again sometime.
He's always busy. It's nothing against you guys, but he's always in the background busy. He's way busy now than he's ever been, you know, now that the show is official. So I'm sure he misses you guys. Thank you, Dave. Jim, I'm sorry. Thank you, boss. Let's get to who's our next one. Dave's in Brantford. Hello, sir.
Oh, that's me. A brief comment on Frank's calls, which often touch on what you might call cultural dysfunctions.
Yes.
Which you don't seem to be able to mention that. The newspaper is absolutely full of income disparities, maternal health disparities based on race, housing disparities. But you can't talk about crime disparities, absolutely. And I think Frank bravely goes where no man wants to go, which is discuss those cultural disparities, which is not racism. It's actual facts that he talks about. And it is nice that he does that. I want to talk a little bit about the hydrilla dequat thing.
Yes.
It is unusual that you have shined a light on what is essentially a coolish scientific subject. And I don't have the right answer. I have a lot of agricultural and chemistry background. When you had to kill the bugs and the diseases and the other plants. And it never was a question of right and wrong. It always was a matter of balancing the good and the bad. And it called it integrated pest management. You know, you tried to come with a balance. And unfortunately, every situation is different. The lake is completely closed ecosystem. The chemicals generally don't get out.
That's right.
And it might be 100% infested with hydrilla. The river is an open situation where the weeds can go down the river if you chop them up.
That's
and the
right.
chemicals can go down the river and end up in the Sound. It's completely different. The people on the shoreline, it could be rich people like Lamont up on a hill. They wouldn't
That's
care
right.
if the lake was full of a radioactive antifreeze, as
Indeed.
Long as it wasn't full of weeds and stunk. They just want to look at it.
It's
and
interesting,
other people,
right?
You know, they want to fish and bathe, and, they want to go in the water and come out with chemicals. put on them that might poison them or give them cancer. And so I might suggest some interesting things. There are hormones that you can put on plants. Like if you have crab apples that drop rotten apples in your lawn, you can spray them with a hormone that makes the flowers sterile so they
really?
Don't survive the little crab apple seeds. It makes them sterile. And you can give plants these hormones so that the hydrilla will not give off viable seeds. Of course, it takes a couple of years for the effect to show up. People can't wait that long. I suggest, I'm big on using photons to purify things, like ultraviolet light in the area of your kitchen sink to keep the germs down. But everybody's afraid of that, you know.
Yeah, sure.
What
sure.
I think is if you could spray high-octane gamma rays at the hydrilla, you could sterilize it with a little more. You could actually kill it. But people are so afraid of radiation.
And that's
true. I just want to get this point done. I don't believe people understand that infrared light, you know, the heat waves that come out of your heater, infrared light, visible light, ultraviolet light, X-rays, gamma rays, they're all photons. They're all exactly the same thing. And they leave nothing behind except maybe warmth when they're done. And people are so afraid of radiation. They think it's like nuclear radiation that lasts for thousands of years.
Dave,
and when you turn off gamma rays, it's like turning off the light in your living room. It's done for the night. Nothing's left.
Dave, let me ask you this before. Let me ask you this before you've gone, before you leave. Now, this is interesting, right? We were told by Representative Muir that these folks have done all of the work, all the scientific work that's there. You sat here and gave this dissertation in just a matter of minutes. Do you think that they're doing any of the extensive work or research that you've done in the last 30 years?
No. I'll tell you what I noticed. I had a 40-year association with the local wetland group, and then when COVID came, they went to Zoom meetings, and plus I got old, I couldn't hear so well in the live meetings. What they do is the already approved things that have been approved in the past, when the engineers come in front of the commission and they make a presentation, they go with what has been approved in the past. They don't have a new lift to attempt to prove to the commissioners, who are going to be askance at something new that they've never heard of. And
right.
So they'll go with the chemical that they've heard and approved before. Personally, I like the copper sulfate, which is banned in Connecticut.
Yeah. You
can't use it in bottom paint for a boat. Can't kill the roots in your sewer line. But most states of the union, that is a legal chemical to use for killing aquatic vegetation. I think it doesn't have any biopersistence. I like that one. But you know what? How could you sell that in Connecticut when it's banned by state law?
Isn't it crazy that that's been banned, but the DQAT has not? And because there's been no extensive, it's insane.
That's why I'm telling you, there is no right and wrong in science. There's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
What's more important? What are the outcomes that you value the most? What are the outcomes that are intolerable? You know, that's where it is. And so I appreciate that you're covering the subject, but I still don't have an answer. I like the eco-harvesting because it takes the nutrients out of the water, which is ultimately the strongest solution going into the future. And
Thank you, Dave.
I'm all done.
No, I appreciate you, man. That was absolutely a lesson, my friend. Thank you so much. We got to get another check of weather and traffic. And, of course, the top of the hour news is with John Silva. Let's get to Jason Catarina with weather and Mark Christopher's in the BPS Traffic Center. Hey, man.